flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in. Happy Tuesday, everybody. The 28th of January. January, gone by fast or slow? Fast or slow? What are we feeling here?
It feels like both, to be honest.
It's not an option. That's not, no.
You're not the boss of me.
I am right now. I'm asking this damn question. Has this month gone by fast or slow? Because I have seen a lot of people saying that this month has gone by very slow. I don't think so. I feel like January kind of flew by.
Yeah, I feel like it's gone pretty fast.
Right?
To be honest.
Yeah. I mean, think about the beginning of this month. Beginning of this month was like, the Rose Bowl, right? It seems like ages ago. So I think the college football playoff for that. Thank you, college football playoff. You made the month of January seem like it's going by faster.
The simple things in life.
Yeah, it is. What are you doing?
Trying to grab a screenshot for the boss. Try to grab it.
At 12:02?
I forgot to grab it.
What are you doing? Danny's over there, like, clicking on his screen and looking at video of himself.
Of a show, yeah. That happens.
Goodness gracious.
I should have grabbed it real quick.
Obviously not.
I thought it would be faster. It wasn't working.
In the world is happening here. We got a text here, Vancouver text line 503-864-6326. Wow, differing. Feels like there's 35 days in this month. That's because we do it. We have our bonus day, which I just don't get.
What's that? The 31 days?
What I will never understand is why don't we just give February this one extra day in January?
Well, then where else do you take an extra day from?
Nowhere. I'm just saying, hey, guess what, February? You don't got to be a little bastard that's at 28 days. we'll bump you up one. January's going to help you out.
Yeah. Why not take it from March?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, I give you a one from January, one from March, and everybody's sitting at 30.
And then they're all 30 right there.
Well, no. And May is 31.
And then July.
But you know what?
In August, don't, and October, and December.
Just don't give me a 21 or a 28. Just don't do it.
Well, then let's not get started too on the Latin prefixes of those later months too. Because you got your September, which Sept 7,
oh, yeah.
But it's the ninth month. Yeah, October 10.
The 8.
But no, 8, I mean, yes. But
this all changed off the Nordic November calendar, 9, right? Off of Thor's
December
Day.
10.
No idea. Is that where it came from?
Yeah, that's where like the a lot of those came from the Nordic calendar.
Danny must have gotten his picture. He's back.
No, I still didn't get it. Still didn't get it. I was listening.
No, let's give February a little bit more. That's all I'm saying here.
I feel like the last like 60 days has gone really fast. I mean,
see, there we go.
We were at Army Navy like what, 6 weeks ago?
I don't know. Seems about like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like that. That is like, wait, I thought we were just there.
Yeah.
And it's been almost 2 months.
This text just says, went fast about the first 19 days and slowed down dramatically after that. Just saying, hey, that would be the 20th was college football playoff.
Mm.
You know?
There you go.
That was the national championship game.
I go via trade deadline, and the trade deadline is encroaching very fast.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe the first couple of weeks of January went super fast until we hit that January 20th, and then the brakes got hit real hard for reasons I won't get into.
Yeah, like college football playoff ending.
Yeah, that was it.
So, I feel like this month has gone by fast. I hope all of the months continue to go by fast until we get to football season again. Because football season drugged to a halt, man. That was like, holy smokes. It went by real quick, and then all of a sudden we just went, end of the year. And then you turn around and you're like, wait a minute. Those screeching breaks, went by fast too. I don't like it.
Can we get rid of the bye week between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl, please? Is anybody going to miss that?
I think the players who are actually like playing in it, you know, I feel like that's really big for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
because it used to be the free trip to Hawaii and such, but
do we want the Encyclopedia Britannica definition of or reasoning why we have the shortened?
Yeah. Why February? Why is February?
So it comes from the Gregorian calendar's oldest ancestor, which is the first Roman calendar, because then the reason why Jeff was talking about the 7, 8, 9, as the months reflect, the Roman calendar had 10 months instead of 12. And so in order to fully sync the calendar with the lunar year, Numa added January and February. My voice disappeared.
Yep.
And the addition of 12 months, 365 days, caused an odd number to appear, or an even number to appear. Yep. And with that, they chose February as the unlucky month, because in the Roman calendar, the number 28 is unlucky. I don't know why.
Why'd they do that to a whole month, though?
Yeah, they just chose one month to do it.
They're just like, you know what? Backhand.
Okay, Numa chose February, a month that would be host to Roman rituals honoring the dead, as the unlucky month to consist of 28 days.
So it's like the first Halloween?
Yeah.
Not October. Not October.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm here. I don't qualify February as an unlucky. Is that why Valentine's Day is in February? Unlucky month? You don't catch it.
You might catch something.
I feel like we should just give it a day. And you could still have leap year and have that as like, hey, every 4 years, February, you get 30 days. Congrats, pal. Is like give him a
you
little
say that as you tussle the hair a little bit.
Yeah, give him a little pat on the butt and be like, "Good for you, pal. Look at you, little guy. You're growing up so fast.
Good game.
Yeah, yeah. Get me out of here. This is all way too confusing. It's all ball bearings these days. All right, let's get this show on the road, shall we? Oh, we got a lot of sports that we got to get to today. Damian Lillard's back in town.
He is.
I saw he was dropping Dame Jr. off at school today.
Mm.
Well, I didn't see that with my own eyes. His Instagram, he posted a photo of himself with Dame Jr.
Has that protective order not been filed yet? Or no, wait, that's Danny.
Take it easy. Bucks and Blazers. We get that tonight. The whole country can see the Portland Trail Blazers.
Their lone national TV appearance.
And we also have some mildly breaking Blazers news. There will be a Trailblazer at All-Star Weekend. And it's a surprising name.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Chimani Kamara.
No, he's the one I thought would go.
Damn. Dua Preith.
No.
Chris Murray.
No.
I'm going surprising.
No,
here.
Well, maybe it's less surprising to you.
Scoot.
Yes.
For what?
He is on the sophomore team.
Okay.
I am stunned that he made it over to be honest.
I am stunned he made it over to Monte Kamara.
Yeah.
But I'm not stunned that he is on the sophomore team, because I think this goes back to what we have discussed before. Not a great draft class.
No, and Donovan Klingon did not make the rookie team. The bigs that did make it, Zach Edey, Ease Missy, Zachary Zeshay, Alex Saar.
All right.
Little surprising there.
Well, he's been hurt, though.
Yeah, I mean, Edey's missed a fair amount of time, too.
Really? How many games Zach Edey played?
Let's pull it up real quick. I know he's missed a couple little chunks. Let's see.
Scoot Henderson. He will be on the sophomore team. He was on the rookie team last year, too, right?
Yeah, and he was on the G League team for 2 years previous. That's four straight years in the All-Star game for him.
Four-time All-Star.
Let's see. Edey has played...
Klingon's at 33.
33?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Edey missed, what, 10 games there?
Boy, why don't you just look up how many games he's played?
I was just looking at this and I'm just trying to do it that way.
I'm going to try to get 33.
There you go.
They both played 33 games.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Edie's misses just many games.
Yeah. But Edie's playing right now, though, correct?
Yeah, so is Donovan.
Yeah. Well, I know, but he just came back. Like, sure. Literally.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just came back. All right. Well, hey, good for Scoot Henderson. Good for Scoot Henderson.
Yeah, I'm just surprised.
Did.
If nothing else.
How much do you think those last 10 games have helped that?
I think it definitely helps.
That get him on?
I think it's the name recognition more than anything else. And again, I'm happy for Scoot. I'm also surprised that he wanted to go. You want to go for a fourth time?
Well, yeah.
I guess.
Going All-Star Weekend. I mean, this is going to be probably the last time he's going to go for
four times in 2 years in the NBA?
Well, I think it's probably going to be a long time before he ever makes it back, if he ever makes it back there again. Because this is his last chance, and then... The only other times are if you're cracking the top guards in the entire NBA. I don't think that's happening anytime soon for Scoot Henderson. Or maybe he develops an incredible three-point shot. Do they still do the skills competition?
Yes, they still do the skills competition.
He might be good at that. No?
Eh. I mean, there's an injury replacement possibility because Brandon Miller's on this list, and he's out for the season.
Oh, get two in there.
Mm.
Get two in there. Can we do that?
Possibility.
Right. Is it lame that LeBron and Bronny couldn't even bring themselves to do the skills competition?
Yes.
As a duo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go do it.
I mean, come on.
I think we're at the point now where we could do, like, father-son competitions. Like, Chris Paul's kids are pretty old, too, right?
Get old Carlos Boozer in there?
Yeah. Like, you know, three-legged race with your dad.
Scottie Pippen?
Ooh.
What? What about Scottie Pippen?
Anytime I think about Scottie Pippen and parents, I get a little.
Yikes. All right. Well.
Just, you know, somebody else's. Your mortal nemesis's son stooping your ex-wife.
That's not great. Like, that's really bad.
In public. Like, we've had some bad stuff in
the
NBA.
Wait, they did it in public?
Well, not the stooping, but, like,
oh.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Flaunting it all out there. I was like, what?
No. I mean,
You do know all the places of the internet.
Yeah,
Delonte West is like, man, that's a bridge too far.
Yeah, right? You know, we keep this, you go back to those Phoenix Suns and San Antonio Spurs teams.
Oh, boy.
Boy, there were some things happening.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Hot damn.
Poor all Brent right. Berry.
Well, yes, poor Brent Berry.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't deserve that. Hey, Dame returns to Portland tonight. We will discuss that. A lot going on across the NBA. I saw that you got much joy yesterday, Danny, over the Jimmy Butler suspension yet again.
I mean, it's a wonderful place.
It is the gift that keeps on giving to you. His name now percolating in some trade news. As guess what? We got less than 2 weeks away. We're almost 11 days? Is it 11 days of the trade deadline?
Nine.
Not nine?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
February 6th, right?
It's creeping.
Gee, it's wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, next Thursday?
Gosh, I don't like that one bit. 9 days. Nine. Let's go. All right. So things are really starting to ramp up across the NBA. And as it pertains to the Portland Trailblazers, maybe jumping on board one of these deals that is being discussed. We also have got some championship weekend leftover stuff. I was not here yesterday. I'd like to.
There's still so much we didn't get to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys left a lot out there?
I mean, there was a lot.
All right. Did you guys talk about whether Clark Hunt is a robot or not?
No.
Okay.
Safe.
Did you hear his did you hear his post-game award presentation?
No, I did not. I those things I turn off immediately.
You would
the only time I pay any attention to those is if it's my team.
You would think it would be getting better the more times that he does it.
It's getting worse. It's breaking the algorithm.
It's sounding more and more red. Like, you know the AI voice that reads the closed captions on things? And he says, "You will never believe what this next workout fad is
that
I've been hearing on internet." Yeah, he sounds like that, but accepting the AFC Championship trophy, which is named after his father.
Yeah, get it
you
right.
Know?
Get it right.
You don't got to say a lot. You just got to be like, yeah, hey, here's another one for you, Pops. Deuces. Beat us, Buffalo. But we've got championship weekend leftovers. We've got the hiring circle that just continues to swirl around. And, oh, my gosh, can we please get more?
Duval.
I don't want more of that.
Ooh.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm so far in. But that was Liam Cohen, the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. We've got Jerry Jones audio that we need to get to. Maybe that's where we even start today.
I'm not sure how long we can sit on that one.
Yeah.
I don't think we can. Because I'm not sure Jerry Jones knows what he's even talking about here. You know?
That term has a different meaning down in Texas, in oil country.
Maybe. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys found their man in Brian Schottenheimer. You know it's a good hire when it's part of a Friday news dump. You know, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Dropping it, like, was it? Like, it was like 7. Not just, on the West Coast.
Not just a Friday news dump, but a conference championship weekend news dump. It's like, they're never going to know. They're never going to know this. We're
so proud of this hire, we're going to dump it going into championship weekend when everyone is asleep.
Well, I'm sure you guys talked about how widely criticized it was by not just the sports media, but the Cowboys fan base as well.
We did not.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we didn't have time to get to it yesterday.
You got to none of it.
No.
You got.
We did not get to the shoddy of it all.
I like this. Brian Schottenheimer, for those that don't know, he's regarded as a really smart football mind. We talked about this when his name was being floated out there. He was always just the guy who never kind of the head coach, never really brought up for head coaching opportunities.
Now's the time.
Even though when you think about it, he was the Jets offensive coordinator when they went to back-to-back AFC championship games, right? And at that time, like when he was hired, he's only 51 years old now. But when you think about when he was hired 18 years ago to be that offensive coordinator.
He was the young wonder kid back then.
He was, and he was super. His son of Marty Schottenheimer, really good football family. His dad was a hell of a head coach.
Got railroaded, get over the hump. Got railroaded by the Spanos family.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty long list.
Yeah. Fired after a 14-2 season.
But you think of kind of where he's been. He's been the OC at the Jets, Rams, University of Georgia, the Colts. I know he's a quarterback's coach there. Seahawks OC from 2018 to 2020.
Maybe those aren't the best.
Not the greatest resume builder there.
Don't mention that one.
And then OC of the Cowboys the last 2 years. Okay.
And it's not like their offense has been abysmal in the sense of like structure.
No, their offensive line has been. Their quarterback has been at times, especially when he's playing injured. Like Dak Prescott also, we don't talk about this enough with Dak.
Mm.
He is really good when he is totally healthy.
And clean, yeah.
But when he gets dinged up, boy.
It falls off a cliff.
No. And then when he gets hurt, he gets like real hurt after that.
Yeah, remember the whole deal going into the season? Oh, it's not a big deal that he's in a walking boot in Mexico.
Everybody does that, Danny.
Totally normal.
Totally normal.
Pets' heads are falling off.
But they dumped this one because this is not the hire that their fan base wanted. Pete Carroll goes to the Raiders. Deion Sanders not going and leaving Colorado to go down and take the Dallas job. It was a settle hire, it felt like, for the Dallas Cowboys. And this is reality. Who wants to go and coach that team right now?
It's nasty work. I mean, the thing that has been true for Jerry Jones since Jimmy Johnson is he will not allow a personality, a face, a voice bigger, brighter, louder than his own to be on that sideline.
Yeah.
Which his ego has to be no ego can be bigger than his.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not even come close. Like, look at all the coaches that they've hired. Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, like just go through the list. What coach he's...
Bill Parcells is, and that was supposed to be the Jerry Jones telling the world, see, I can hire a big
and
name
what ended
coach.
Up happening?
It did not end well. No, didn't go well.
Yeah.
They didn't like it. Not one bit.
He's hired nothing but yes men for the last 20 years.
And that is usually what these guys in positions of power do, is they hire the people that will tell them, yes, okay, what do you want? I'll go and do it, and all that stuff. Well, Brian Schottenheimer is now the head coach, and Jerry Jones obviously is feeling the pressure over all of these.
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes. Very low percentage.
Say what?
Smiles and glory holes.
Hmm. Now, this isn't the first time that Jerry Jones has used glory holes as a
it's an oil
non-sexual term.
In Texas. Yeah. It's a spot where that shoots out lots of oil.
And he's an oilman.
Yeah.
Make sure you drive that oil home.
He's an oilman. We've seen that. That's what he did before he was owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He was an oilman. He, in the show Landman,
mm-hmm.
he was talking to a guy on his deathbed.
I haven't hit that episode yet.
Me neither.
He sheds a tear. A real tear.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Real emotion.
Doesn't mean the same to most people, though, Jerry. And I think that's where a lot of people are looking at this going, oh, he did it again. Jerry Jones.
I just like that we can say glory holes on the radio.
Well, because he's talking about drilling for oil. And is like, it's not always going to be smiles and eruption of that black gold there. That glory hole where you sit there and you say, we're all rich.
Just a tip.
What the rest of the world means is like, I understand what he's saying.
Be careful with those pregnant pauses right now.
They're saying, I understand what he's saying, but I don't quite understand it. But I'm going to go with it. He's talking about happiness, okay?
Mm.
He's talking about happiness. There is even more, though, that is confusing about any and all of this. It is when you hear Jerry talk about the way that this franchise is operating mm-hmm. right now.
Now, I get my proverbial ass kicked over needing people in my comfort zone. Without this thing being about me in any way, if you don't think I can't operate out of my comfort zone, you're so wrong. It's unbelievable. This is as big a risk as you could take. As big a risk as you could take. No head coaching experience.
Yeah. See? Like, hey, I'm operating out. I am knowing what is happening here. This is outside my comfort zone because it's so uncomfortable. He's never been a head coach before. You guys could all call me an idiot if this doesn't work. Jerry, that's the thing, is that the one thing that you'll know, though, is if he is successful with no coaching experience, guess who's going to get all the credit for finally giving Brian Schottenheimer his chance?
Mm.
It's Jerry Jones. Hey. And that's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
It's what he's looking for.
No, it's there's no risk in this.
Yeah.
You have a lifetime NFL guy from an NFL family with 20 years of coaching experience.
Yeah.
Either that or he's laying the groundwork for it to fail spectacularly so he can say, hey, I knew this was a big risk.
Yeah, I told you guys it was a big risk. Why didn't you hire somebody better then?
The best part about this is Stephen Jones saying that they did, in fact, reach out to Pete Carroll, but it was to gauge his thoughts on Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, I mean, they were, because he worked for Pete in Seattle.
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it would have been a great culture reset there, but again, I don't think Jerry wants his culture reset.
No, he wants his culture the way he likes it,
which is don't change anything that I've ever done here.
It's unseasoned turkey.
Though I feel like Pete could work really well with Jerry.
I do too. I mean, I think Pete can work well with anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, he managed to wrangle all of those egos in Seattle for a long time.
Yeah.
And knowing what we know now about Earl Thomas, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. Well, and Russ, Richard Sherman.
And so to me, yeah.
And Russell Wilson.
And Cam Chancellor.
And
Marshawn.
And Golden Tate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that we now know a lot about. And it wasn't easy.
No.
Wasn't easy.
Very, very rarely do you have that many, like...
Brandon Browner.
Oh, God. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Yeah. There's a lot. That team had a lot.
And he was able to corral the tomfoolery, knuckleheadedness, idiocy at times.
Mm-hmm. And there, boy, was there a lot of it. I mean, you start going down. Good God, Percy Harvin?
Yeah. Perfect coach for the Raiders.
Yes.
Perfect coach.
Yes.
He's going to be the guy that can do it.
Yes.
He's going to do it.
It's difficult.
We talked ourselves into it. Brian Schottenheimer, though, don't know if he's going to be the guy. The another Stephen Jones thing that he did, do you see his air quotes?
Oh, yeah, no. We have the little 10-second audio.
Oh, we do?
It should be on there.
Of his?
I think so.
I don't have it. He did air quotes of the conference championship drought. He literally, I don't think the audio is really as good because he's like, the drought that people are talking about. When you see him lift his hands up and do air quotes around drought, it's like, no, you guys literally are the only team to not go to a conference championship game in the last 20 years. What are you talking about?
Obviously, we're also evaluating where it didn't go right, you know, in terms of, this drought that people say we're in terms of a championship game or a Super Bowl.
That people say we're in. No. That the records show that you're in. Brother, as much as people here want to be like, the Blazers have not been relevant for any period of time, they have been to a Western Conference championship game. Yeah. In the past 30 years.
Yeah.
You have not.
And look, just as the Portland Trail Blazers did, a lot of teams in the NFL have stumbled their way into a conference championship.
That's exactly my point. Like,
it's like, it can happen, guys.
Look, the Commanders just did it.
Yeah, with a rookie quarterback. Yeah, well, here we go. Hot damn. All right, 503-864-6326. That be our Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. Well, as long as they didn't pull this one.
Duval.
I think he's okay. I think they're all right in Jerry's world. What? Was that bad? Was that a bad one? It did not.
He put the wrong emphasis on it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Duval. Yeah. And he went Duval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like that commercial out. High tide. High tide.
High tide.
High tide.
High tide.
It's like.
High tide.
Yeah. It's giving off very much the same energy.
Well, it's not the worst thing that we've heard, though. Is it?
No. It's not. It's not watering the bamboo or.
Smiles.
It was watering.
Enjoy holes.
Yeah.
Watering the flowers was bad.
Yeah. What was the other one Sirianni had?
I have a good. We'll get to this one next. Do you guys remember? You remember Laser Shooter? Yeah, we'll get to Laser Shooter after us with SportsCenter. Art Alakakis. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they rolled out Liam Cohen as their head coach yesterday, and he is getting widely dragged after being awkward and stiff at the podium, including this drop.
Duval.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's tough.
Jaguars often, their fans, Duval County, remember? I think people forget what happened in the first year of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
First year, we took it to the limit.
And they're not worried about what's going to
happen. Don't forget.
That's also that's greatness right there.
They're not worried about, you know, what could happen.
Certainly not.
No. All they're cared about in Jacksonville is...
working construction, ripping cigs.
And getting back to winning football games. And so they like to yell Duval, but you made a great point about this. Wrong syllable.
The wrong emphasis.
Yeah.
He went on the do instead of the vol.
Yeah, to put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Duval.
Yeah. It's Duval. Like, he didn't do it right.
No.
It's hard to do it by yourself, too.
Yeah.
I feel like...
It's a crowd thing.
Yeah, you need everybody else to do it. But he gave, like, this look, like, nailed it right after. And people are like, no,
it's
you
didn't. Like the Philadelphia mayor doing the E-L-G-E-S.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's not a good one.
Elgas?
I mean, I've watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia, so I just assume that's on par.
They're all idiots.
Yeah. This is my frame rate. That's a documentary, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. But look, we think of these, and sometimes it works out exactly how we all think it will, right? Where you have an Adam Gase with his crazy eyes looking around like, he's going to rip through somebody's soul and probably be a serial killer with bodies in his basement. And then the team doesn't do well, right? You have McAdoo coming out in a five sizes too large suit. And everybody's like, look at this guy. He's supposed to be the coach of the New York Giants. And it doesn't work out the way. But then, obviously, we have your, you know, Dan Campbell's, who's biting off kneecaps in his opening press conference. You have Nick Sirianni talking about mechanisms and levers that they are going to pull to try to get themselves to championship caliber team. Well, guess what? He's playing for a Super Bowl next weekend in New Orleans. Mm. His second Super Bowl, he's taking those Eagles too, right? It doesn't always work out the way the first press conference goes. And I go back to pew, pew, pew. There's still some guys that you can go, the good comes out of it, the bad comes out of it. Remember Jonathan Gannon when he walked in?
No, you had reminded me of this one.
And he goes, pew, 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 pew. I can't remember, was it? I think it might have been to Rondale Moore, maybe. Mm. He walked by and he's like, pew, 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 gives him like air guns. He was like, what is going on with this guy? Well, it's a TBD, but it seems like Gannon is doing okay there.
Sure.
Your opening press conference is not indicative of how your tenure is going to go, but boy, nailing the press conference really can go a long way with getting people off your back.
Winning the press conference buys you time.
Yeah.
It literally does. Because if you, Sirianni, this thing, remember, we were like, oh, this guy isn't going to last a month.
Yep.
Hackett in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was firing just flares into the sky immediately. Yep. We're like, oh, this guy, he's not gonna hack it. Got it.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. But it rung true.
Yeah.
Like it was very obvious he did not have the juice to be the leader of men or to be the Mike McDaniel of it all, like being so smart that everybody's like, oh no, just trust this guy. And even if he's not football bro-y guy, trust him because he's super smart.
Boy, you know? That shine on Mike McDaniel sure has come off really quick, huh?
Mm-hmm. But also winning the press conference buys you time.
It does. One thing Liam Cohen did say, it's not going over well with his former employers in Tampa Bay.
And that's really what this is going to come down to, is honesty. I want to surround ourselves with people that are going to be able to tell you hard truths, be able to show you your blind spots, because that's really, like I mentioned, where growth occurs, when you can truly be yourself and be honest with looking in the mirror, knowing that that process to get you there was clean and it was right, and the results will speak for themselves.
Yikes. Mm. Honesty, telling the hard truth. You mean when he went missing for over 12 hours as he was interviewing for the Jacksonville job after he had verbally agreed to take a massive pay increase to be the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
And there's been stuff didn't pick up his phone to his kid in a hospital.
Dang. What?
Apparently his kid has got an issue.
But as he was interviewing for the Jags job?
Yeah, and like that was the working theory that was being floated around, that he was actually taking care of a family issue, and that family issue was his kid. But
yeah.
He was interviewing.
Apparently he said it was a personal matter.
Yeah, that's what it was. Time. Yeah, but also that there is a hospital within like 30 minutes of where he was, and so like, you know, nobody really knows. It just makes it look uglier.
Well, especially the day after Trent Baalke gets fired.
Yeah, which very much read as, I'm not interested if he's here, but if he's gone, call me back.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right. 503-864-6326. Vancouver Ford text line. All right. We still to come today. We have got Dame's return to Rip City.
Mm.
Blazers on TV. Jimmy in the trade packages that are coming for him to get out of Miami.
And even more NBA news is De'Aaron Fox is forcing his way out of Sacramento.
To Portland.
Yeah.
That's what I heard that.
No, this is the, we can talk about the idea of it.
Okay.
The branding here is
like
fantastic.
Ideas.
Instead of picking a certain space, he has a target destination in mind.
Ooh, I like this.
This is brilliant branding by Clutch.
Let's get to that. A little breaking news here. And this is where Portland has got to be more aggressive. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right. The trade market is ramping up around the NBA. And we're starting to see kind of where this positioning is going from a lot of players around the league. You mentioned it. De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings He is forcing his way out, and the Kings are expected to open up these talks. But as Sham Sharania says, there will be plenty of suitors, but it's believed that Fox has a target destination in mind ahead of 2026 free agency. Bum, bum, bum. So basically what that is saying is, hey, if the team that I don't want to be on comes knocking, then you only get me for a year, and I'm leaving in 2026.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, and the team that I have heard that he wants to go to is San Antonio.
That would be filthy.
Yes.
That would be absolutely filthy. And look,
I will tell you this real quick right now. De'Aaron Fox is not the only one trying to get there. There are a number of players in the NBA that look at Victor Wembanyama and go, that man is it. If I tie my wagon to him, that my legacy is going to rise. And Fox is basically trying to be the one to get there first.
So he can take up as much of the money as he can?
Well, not just that, but like if you get there and you succeed, you can be the guy alongside him.
This really isn't a dramatic shift, but it seems like the aggressiveness to, hey, I'm only going to one or two places, that's a big issue
with
trades in the NBA especially.
But if Fox is willing, and here's the thing, I agree, my pushback is if a guy does go to unrestricted free agency.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like LaMarcus going to the Spurs, he earned it.
Yeah.
He earned it.
Yep.
Like, I get it. But if he's flagging to it, Donovan Mitchell tried doing this with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Then the new CBA came and he went, oh, crap, I can't force myself anywhere.
Well, and that's the interesting part is everybody is saying that how restrictive this is going to be in the trade markets. Well, what is Sacramento going to be able to get out of San Antonio for De'Aaron Fox on this one-year rental that he is probably going to give a wink, wink, nod, nod?
I mean,
it's
going to
be more.
If he went to a team that like San Antonio where he wanted to stay, I would imagine you would probably look at some combination of picks, Devin Vassell, their point guard, and the salary necessary. So probably like a Harrison Barnes coming back to Sacramento.
Right. Like, I mean, that's – and this is where Portland, though – if they're going to be aggressive and they want to get in on deals and trades, mm-hmm. this is when you got to be able to do it.
If bigger salary moves are happening, this is the opportunity.
Because I've also heard that the team that's going to be in town tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks, they're looking to bring in a third star to Milwaukee, which this collective bargaining agreement was, I mean, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. The reason why it is as punitive as it is because they said, we do not want to have teams with three stars anymore, yet Milwaukee seems to be the one that wants to pull that.
To an extent.
That's going to take a lot of teams, though,
well, not
to make
just
something
that,
happen.
Owners, more than anything, wanted a hard cap, and the ramifications of the hard cap with the aprons is these aprons. As it pertains to the Bucks, Chris Middleton is basically going to be a guy who only plays at home. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's the situation his ankles are in. He's just not viable enough. The Bucks, if they're going to make a move, are going to have to include their 2031 first, unprotected, which was a very sought-after asset, just like in the same...
A la Phoenix, because Phoenix opened up the floodgate for that.
Yep, and they got three ones in return, but they were all the least favorable from Danny Ainge and the Jazz, or the Jazz slash Cavs slash Timberwolves ones. But the Bucks are trying to move Pat Connaughton to get them under the second apron, which would allow them to make moves with less than like being within a dollar kind of a situation. That's the punitive nature of the CBA in general. But, you know, they're looking at attaching Middleton plus that one. You know, could they go get a Zach LaVine? You know, could that be something that makes sense for them? And the question is, like, number one, they probably need one more creator because Chris just can't be that. But they also need a defender. And LaVine is not that. And
yeah, because
so
you
like,
still have a backcourt with Damian Lillard, who is, he has improved from what I think a lot of Blazer fans refuse to give him credit for being here.
He's figured it out.
But he is still not a plus defender by any metric.
No, he's figured it out on the offensive end, though. Like, him and Giannis are finally.
Oh,
like,
they are
humming.
Yeah.
They both had 35 apiece last night. Yeah. Like, they are.
They're rolling right now.
For the last probably 6 weeks, 2 months, they have gotten on the same page. And offensively, they are a problem to deal with. It is a 1-2 punch that is just, if literally anyone joins them on any given night. And that's the thing is, like, can the greatness of Giannis's defense and can Brook Lopez hold? Because they're also looking for another big. Like, that would be, like, I think they're looking at a guy like a Charles Bassey from San Antonio, just a backup big that could eat up some minutes. Because old Bobby Portis, like, he's, I love Bobby, but he's more offensive-minded than defensive. Yeah, he, literally. But, poor Mirotić. I mean, his face got caved in. Don't
poke Bobby Portis.
Go search for that smoke.
Mm-mm, you may not like what you get on the other end.
Him and Jordan Poole can both start a support group.
Yikes.
Don't start smoke if you don't want that reaction. But yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Here's the thing. You also had Jake Fisher and Mark Stein had the Toronto Raptors checking in on Brandon Ingram. But this is what I've talked about for weeks now. Nobody is going to do anything until we got inside 10 days.
We're inside 10 days.
And here's the thing. They're going to have these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the likelihood of stuff getting done is still slim to none because of the implications that come along with it. But you're hearing things heating up. This is the kind of thing that you want. Now, whether or not they get done, I still fall on the side of unlikely, particularly with these massive transactions outside of Jimmy, just because the nature of those transactions, it's a lot easier to forecast those things over the course of a summer.
For sure.
Than it is in the calendar year. You're worried about this, that, or the other. And owners are like, well, are we going to be in the play-in? Are we going to be in the playoffs? Like, what does this mean for this? Like, because all of a sudden now you're changing, well, do you get playoff payments? Do you have to be in the luxury tax? Like, all of these things that kind of have these machinations all have to match up for a team for it to make sense. And as good as the Kings have been in the sense of, like, comparatively to their last 20 years, they still make brain dead decisions that they pull the plug on things. They, you know, remember the whole thing before they fired Mike Brown was they were, you know, jerking around his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, for the love of God, either fire him or give him the extension, dude. Like, he just took you to the playoffs for the first time in 17 years.
No way. The same organization that forced their G League team to run the up-tempo run-and-gun offense.
And also,
because their kids' middle school team did it.
They also had the play 4-on-5. Had the cherry picker.
Well, yeah, that's the G League. That's what they ran.
Yeah, stuff.
That's all they did. They said G League, you're gonna play 4-on-5 on defense. It's about scoring because my middle school son's team does it.
Mm.
Can't believe that's not working. Mm. You know,
stuff.
Just how could it have gone this bad?
But
truly, mind-numbing stuff.
Look, if De'Aaron Fox does get moved and there are salary slots, like, if you're the Trailblazers, I think you're hoping you can find a way in there. Like, if a Harrison Barnes type is moved, or Trey Lyles, Kevin Huerter type thing, like, that's what I think you're trying to look at, is find the money necessary and extract a protected first-round pick for, like, a Jeremy Grant. I think that's what you're hoping for.
Well, let's talk about that then, because the Portland Trailblazers back in action tonight, the only national television game, TNT, 7 o'clock tonight. Dame returns to Portland with the Milwaukee Bucks, but we are inside 10 days from the trade deadline. We will see what this Portland Trailblazers organization does, because this is moving time for them. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.